Welcome to episode 4 of Level with Emily Rees. That's me. This episode looks back on the best original soundtracks from 2015. Also, be sure to stick around because I have a pretty neato announcement for you at the end of the show. You can take all this with a grain of salt. I chose 6 soundtracks that I thought really stood out this year. I really wanted to just have 5, but I couldn't make that happen. So I'm going to share a little bit from each of those 6. And it was a really tough choice this year, which makes it that much more enjoyable in a lot of ways. I had to leave some really amazing music off the list, and I'll share some of that online with you as well. If you listened to last week's episode, you know that I feel that The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt is original soundtrack of the year. It's probably also personally my game of the year, but that's not what this is about. This is all about the music, and the music in this game was absolutely just amazing. I loved it. I won't spend too much time on this one because of the episode that we shared last week with you with Mikolaj Strawinski, but here's the quick and dirty version. Mikolaj composed a bunch of music for this game. So did Marcin Prabilovic and a Slavic folk band from Poland named Percival. What an amazing soundtrack. The other 5 that I chose are just so good, I didn't rank them, so keep that in mind as I tell you about these next 5 amazing soundtracks. Ori and the Blind Forest. This game was amazing. Everything about this game was great. The composer is named Gareth Coker. Did you play this game, Ori and the Blind Forest? It was actually pretty hard, but the art and the colors and everything was so gorgeous. The music was gorgeous. The gameplay was fun. It was just difficult. The opening sequence of this game is basically like a 10-minute film, and Gareth did just a beautiful job with that opening and the entire game. Here's a little bit of music from Ori and the Blind Forest by Gareth Coker, one of my favorite soundtracks of 2015. Another favorite of mine from 2015, Jessica Curry never fails to make my best of list. Every single time she's written a soundtrack for a game, it's been one of my favorites, whether it's Amnesia, A Machine for Pigs, that was a great soundtrack. Dear Esther, of course, that's the one that made them so famous, and that's such a great soundtrack. And this one, for Everybody's Gone to the Rapture, is breathtakingly beautiful. First of all, it's super British, which I love. The singing is, if you listen to how pure the voice sounds, there's very little vibrato. That's the shaky stuff in the voice, right? There's very little of that. It's very pure, clear tones. That singing is very much of the British choral style. For centuries, they've been singing like that, and it's just gorgeous. I effing love that style of singing. And she is so good. Jessica is the real deal. If you've not heard the other games I mentioned, her music from Amnesia, Machine for Pigs, or for Dear Esther, make sure you check those out. And also hop online and listen to her stage music. She's written a Requiem. She's written some really amazing music. She is top notch. Fallout 4 came out this year, in case you hadn't noticed, and the Fallout theme song is one of my favorite themes ever. I think Enon Zur, when he wrote it originally for Fallout 3, it was fabulous then, and the way he adapted it for Fallout 4 is just brilliant. I love what he's done with the theme and the direction they took the music. They featured accordion, for crying out loud. And there's like Ilian pipes and bagpipes and military aspects, Americana. There's sorrow, but there's hope. It's all there. And it's a great soundtrack. Here's some music from Fallout 4 by Enon Zur. I love this next soundtrack. I also love this composer, and I'm so happy he's on the list this year because it's Jack Wall, and Jack Wall rules. He scored Call of Duty Black Ops 3. Seriously, it's Call of Duty. And Jack is like, fuck it, I'm gonna hit this one out of the park. He doesn't even care. He's like, I'm going to inject some serious compositional skills and culture into this first-person shooter behemoth that is Call of Duty, and he did such a great job. And then this is some music that Jack wrote for all the zombie portions of Call of Duty Black Ops 3. His wife wrote the lyrics for these songs, which is super cool. His wife, Cindy Shapiro, is also a fantastic musician, composer in her own right, an artist. So she's a part of this too, which is really cool. And here's some of the amazing big band stuff that Jack wrote for all the zombie mode. Oh, slide on in, magic little wicked queen. Take a spin. The evil cannot get us. We'll take them all. Jackpot, snakes in boots on a Saturday night.
kick it out. Dolla's trying to make it happen. Sway, don't miss in the wicked fight. And then we'll start to stroll. Sway and roll. Take control.
You know, sometimes we all do this. We all look ahead to what's coming. Like, we're looking ahead to 2016 and we're thinking, oh, there's a new Far Cry game coming out or whatever it is. We know what's coming. We know, in some sense, what to expect, especially from big-name composers like Jack Wall or a Jason Graves or a Jeremy Soule or something. You know, we expect it to be really, really good. And so those things are always a pleasure to look forward to each year. And then there are like these random surprises. A game I didn't even know existed until it showed up, I believe, for free on the PlayStation Store one month. And that game was Rocket League. And I just have to say, this was like my favorite everything of the year in so many ways, aside from everything I said about The Witcher, of course, but I just loved how surprising this game was. It's like probably my runner-up for game of the year behind The Witcher, no fooling. It's become my favorite couch co-op game, and it's definitely one of my favorite games to just turn it on and walk away while the music just kills it in the background. Most of the original soundtrack, not including the new content, was written by this guy named Mike Ault. I tried to get him on the show. He didn't respond. You know, that's fine. Soundtrack is so incredible. And here is my personal favorite track from the game. It's called Flying Forever. Thanks for checking out episode 4 of Level with Emily Rees. Before we launched Level, we made 13 episodes of content for our Patreon page. We want you to hear these episodes, so we're opening the archive for everyone to hear. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy new year. I'm Emily Rees. Our producer is Sam Keenan. Say hi, Sam.
Ho, ho, ho.
You can follow us on Twitter at Level with Emily. You can support us on Patreon if you're in the holiday spirit at patreon.com/level. And you can learn more about Sam and me at june-media.com. And remember, June is J-O-O-N.
Oh,